Fitton, America Needs to Know the Truth About Biden Family's Corruption. By Tom Fitton on February 3, 2021. The Biden scandals didn't disappear when Joe Biden entered the Oval Office, as I wrote in this op-ed for The Washington Times. A president takes office amidst charges of family corruption and shady business dealings with a country connected to interfering in the very election that put him in the White House. Sound familiar? The false narrative that Democrats concocted to hobble the Trump administration 4 years ago is now the real deal with Joe Biden and his family. And unlike President Trump, who faced unprecedented institutional resistance and deep state resistance, President Biden can likely count on the Justice Department and the media to allow him to escape meaningful scrutiny. Judicial Watch recently started a petition at Change.org asking the Department of Justice immediately to appoint a special counsel to investigate Biden family dealings in China, Ukraine, and other countries. There is substantial evidence, from documents and witness statements, that the Biden family, including President Joe Biden, may have been involved in criminal activity with foreign entities tied to Ukraine and China. In just a few days, the petition has garnered nearly 200,000 signatures. Judicial Watch uncovered documents that show even as far back as the Obama administration, Russia-linked media in Ukraine were trolling Joe Biden over his son's business. Mr. Biden's son Hunter has acknowledged that he is the target of an FBI criminal investigation. Any investigation should involve alleged money laundering, influence peddling, and tax violations, among other shady activities. A special counsel is required because the Justice Department and its FBI are conflicted in investigating any matters that could implicate the president and/or his immediate family in criminal activity. As Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas said recently, if there were ever circumstances that create a conflict of interest and call for a special counsel, that's here. Justice Department regulations that were abused to appoint a special counsel to harass then-President Trump actually do fairly apply to the Biden situation. A special counsel is required by justice regulations when a. that investigation or prosecution of that person or matter by a United States Attorney's Office or litigating division of the Department of Justice would present a conflict of interest for the department or other extraordinary circumstances, and b. that under the circumstances, it would be in the public interest to appoint an outside special counsel to assume responsibility for the matter. The matter is urgent. Americans just learned that Communist China was actively involved in the 2020 presidential election. Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe, in a letter transmitted to Congress, concluded that based on all available sources of intelligence, with definitions consistently applied and reached independent of political considerations or undue pressure, that the People's Republic of China sought to influence the 2020 U.S. federal elections. Chinese efforts to interfere in the 2020 election might have been better known before election days, but for deep state resistance. Intelligence Community Ombudsman Barry Zulauf found that CIA analysts were reluctant to reveal China's malign actions because they were opposed to the Trump administration, and were saying in effect, "I don't want our intelligence used to support those policies." In fact, strong efforts were made last summer to suppress analysts who wanted to expose the full range of Chinese efforts to swing the election to Mr. Biden. We are already seeing China indirectly benefiting from Biden policies. Canceling the Keystone XL pipeline will divert Canadian oil west to the petroleum-hungry People's Republic. Re-entering the Paris Climate Agreement gives political cover to China's excessively polluting dirty coal industry, in which Hunter Biden is heavily invested. Mr. Biden's State Department on day one removed a page on its website that contained a comprehensive assessment of the threats China poses to the U.S. and its allies. And an emboldened Beijing slapped outrageous sanctions on outgoing Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and 27 other former Trump officials. Does China have corrupt leverage over President Biden? Given the years of investigations costing millions of dollars to delve into fake Russia collusion accusations against Trump world, the American people deserve to know what China was up to with Joe Biden, especially when Beijing had already shelled out millions of dollars to Biden family members, including millions in set-asides for the big guy. What else is on that infamous Hunter Biden laptop? The conflicted Biden Justice Department cannot be trusted to engage in any meaningful oversight on this issue. We need a special counsel now.